Good morning and welcome. This is Heidi, your weight loss mentor with Right Body, Right Life, 12-week intensive. Four hot tips to kickstart your metabolism and the exact formula to lose 1 to 5 pounds per week. So on today's call, we're going to go over learning the four hot tips to kickstart your fast metabolism, finding relief in learning the exact formula to ensure losing 1 to 5 pounds per week safely. You're also going to discover how being exact with your food brings freedom. You're going to learn how to split foods to meet your needs. And you're also going to transform menu choices into quick, easy meals to keep life simple. And we're going to go over some fast action modalities to stop afternoon and evening cravings. So welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for showing up for yourselves, showing up for the call, taking time to begin your week in a really wonderful, empowered way. So we have a lot of specific things to go over today, but I'd really love to do a short check-in about last week and just, you know, review that beginning this program is beginning to develop a new lifestyle design for yourself. And each week we'll be implementing new tools, and these tools are a new language that you're learning to speak. And the more you use them, the more fluent you'll get, the easier it will be. And also, through the course of this program, you'll be making your own design for living, because everybody's is a little bit different. And what a design for living is, what do you do on a daily basis to keep yourself matching your vision? So what is your vision? What is the behavior that's backing up your vision? And that behavior is done one day at a time, and that's your lifestyle design. And we'll be continuing to review that. One of the tools that we mentioned last week was journaling, and we posted some documents. One of the documents was a vision worksheet on really getting clear on what your vision is, because unless you're clear on your vision, you can't match behavior to back up your vision. So the awareness journaling, and the awareness journaling was keeping a journal with you, being aware of your food choices, of your triggers, of how you feel before and after you eat, either on program or off program, just really getting honest and aware with yourself. So I just want to throw out there, you know, this program is yours. It's yours to do what you want with it. And there's lots of information out there on many different life things, and a lot of things cannot be guaranteed. You know, you can do the work, and you don't know what the result is going to be. The beautiful thing about this program is if you do this work, you will lose the weight. It's 100% guaranteed. You'll get in your goal weight, and you'll stay there if you do this work. So what you put into this program is what you'll get out, and that's all I'll say. You're all adults. You all have choices. The more you put in, the more you get out, and you're actually guaranteed results. There's no loss. There's no, I'm going to put effort in and maybe it'll happen. It's 100% guaranteed it will happen for you if you put in the work. So I just want to invite you to take time for yourself, to make the effort, because as we all discussed on last week's call, diets don't work. And so doing this other work that helps you get your behavior to match your vision, that's what's going to make the life change. That's what's going to make you never get fat again. So I would encourage you to print those vision worksheet and awareness journaling worksheet off of Club Shed if you haven't printed it, and just put it in your mind. Put it in your mind to do, and take a couple minutes out of each day, or do it as you can. So we're going to jump into the meat of this phone call. I want to start going over the fast metabolism. So would love to talk about what makes a fast metabolism. First, I want to talk a little bit about what breaks it down, like what we do to our body that actually breaks it down. And one of the things that happens is we don't eat regularly. So our body begins to get really slow, and our metabolism begins to break down. and it gets slower and slower. So even the food we're putting into our body is not getting us fueled up. And the other thing that happens is if we're eating, you know, way too much, then our body slows down. So eating too much damages our metabolism. Not eating regularly damages our metabolism. Yo-yo dieting damages our metabolism. And not eating enough damages and slows down our metabolism. So one of the secrets to healing your metabolism is feeding your body regularly. And so when we begin this intensive right now with really clean eating, and what I mean by clean eating is on program foods, you're going to plan your meals 4 to 6 hours apart. So eating 4 to 6 hours apart, no matter what you're eating, helps boost your metabolism. Your body knows that it's going to get fed again, so it go ahead and burns the fuel that you're putting in your body. You want to make your body a fat-burning machine. You want it to burn the fuel that you put in. So what does that look like? You could plan the same time each day. You know, some people eat at 8 a.m., 12 p.m., and 5 p.m., that doesn't particularly work in my schedule, so I plan the day ahead how my next day is going to look, and depending on when my day starts and when my day ends and maybe what activity I have in the evening with my children, I'll plan my meals 4 to 6 hours apart. So sometimes that might be 7 a.m., noon, and 6 p.m. Sometimes that might be 9 a.m., 1 p.m., and 7 p.m. And so the important thing is that you're eating your meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 4 to 6 hours apart. That's the first secret in really healing your metabolism. We talked about last week, one of the secrets is moving before and after eating. So our bodies, you know, we were designed to, in our DNA, to be outdoors and to be working really hard physically, and we don't do that. We sit at computers, we do different things in today's society. So teaching our body again that the fuel that we put in needs to burn, one of the simplest ways is to move before you eat. Just 1 minute. You don't have to exercise. It's not a 30-minute thing. It's not a bunch of jumping jacks. I invite you to do any of that if you like to. But what is necessary is to get up, shake your body out, move your hips around, do some hula moves, or do some marching in place. Your body's like, oh, I'm moving. I need to burn some fuel. Sit down, eat your lunch. Guess what happens if you just sit after you eat your lunch or dinner? Your body's like, oh, I better hang on to this because I'm burning low fuel right now. But if you get up after your meal, do a couple jumping jacks, you know, march in place, move around, shake out, your body goes, wow, I better burn some fuel. We're moving. We're in action. So I want to invite you to move before you eat, move after you eat. That is a simple secret, a simple behavior change to get your body burning. Burning, burning, burning. Burning means melting, melting away like a popsicle. All right. Another tip on fast metabolism, the third tip, is drinking water to burn fat and improve your metabolism. It's vitally important to replenish your fluids by drinking plenty of water on your weight loss program. It's important all the time. We hear it. It's something we've heard in society. But scientifically, you know, it cleanses the liver. If your liver is clean, you can burn fat faster. An inadequate supply of water can slow down your weight loss. It also creates fatigue. So my tip is carry water with you wherever you go throughout the day. Drink your water to help you enjoy a healthy metabolism. And keeping well hydrated not only helps you burn fat efficiently, it also helps control hunger. It gives you that oral fixation. It creates energy in your body. One of the biggest triggers of why we pick up food is being tired. And one of the biggest things that eliminates fatigue is plenty of water. So we went over last week the formula to know you're drinking enough water. So I encourage you to look back at that. It's half your body weight in ounces. That's the minimum. So that's the third tip on a fast metabolism. The fourth tip on fast metabolism is OCB, optimal calorie burn. What is OCB? It is before 2 p.m., you have your optimal calorie burn. That is why we give you grain in the morning, to give you energy. Your body burns more fat, burns more fuel during the day before 2 p.m. than it does after 2 p.m. So eating your oatmeal and a banana in the morning is better than eating oatmeal and banana at night. And that is one of the reasons that we formulate the food the way it has been formulated for you, because we know of this OCB. So eating carbs before 2 p.m. really helps you have optimal calorie burn, OCB. So think about that when you're eating too, having your lunch before 2 p.m. That's what we recommend. We're going to go over these documents, and they'll tell you the exact formula. We are giving you the exact formula to ensure losing 1 to 5 pounds per week. One of the things on the formula is addressing your metabolism. So you have those four tips for addressing your fast metabolism. I can tell you that I was a person that said I had a slow metabolism. I could eat very little food and still pack on weight. Now, when I go out to dinner, it's super expensive because I have to order so much food, and people open their eyes like, can you really put all that food away? And that's because I have healed my metabolism so much. I get a lot of food. So I want you to pull up the shopping list, phase one, on Club Shed, on your files. We listed different proteins, different dairy products, different vegetarian proteins, so you can have ideas like eggs, tofu, tempeh, beans, edamame. All those things are considered a vegetarian protein. Let's do go over the grains and the starch. You're only having a grain at breakfast right now, and that is either oatmeal, shredded wheat, Uncle Sam's toasted whole berry wheat flakes, flaxseed cereal. So there's three choices, just to keep it really simple. The oatmeal is the best choice, you know, health-wise. It lowers cholesterol, gives you the most bang for your buck, high fiber, really good slow-burning carb that gives you a lot of energy. Cooking oatmeal is simple. Some people make it ahead of time. If you do that, it's a half a cup cooked. I weigh mine fresh every day. I have one of those teapots that you plug in, you flip the switch, and it boils water automatically. I weigh my 1 ounce of dry oatmeal, pour the water over it, and let it sit for 4 or 5 minutes. My favorite is taking a half an apple, dicing it up, and putting it in with the oatmeal with 1 tablespoon of flax powder with cinnamon and stevia. It's delicious. So I encourage you to try that, which is on the menu plan. So shopping is having 3 days of food in your house that you're going to eat. That's called planning ahead. That's one of the tips. If you go to the second page of the shopping document, there's beverages. Free drinks are water, lemon juice, and water, like just squeezing the lemon in there. Sometimes I'll fill up a pitcher of water, cut up a whole lemon, throw the whole thing in there with some rosemary, and then I have a nice refreshing beverage all day. Lemon juice regulates your blood sugar metabolism. So if you're having issues not eating between meals, or you're feeling like your blood sugar is dropping, drinking lemon water is really helpful for that. Also, decaffeinated herbal teas, those are all free. Use in moderation coffee, caffeinated teas, and diet soft drinks. Why in moderation? Because caffeine is a addictive substance, and so it causes craving for more. It does suppress appetite, so there's a balance there. And also your liver has to metabolize it, so it slows. It can slow down weight loss. If you're having 1 or 2 cups of coffee a day, great. If you're drinking diet soda all day long, it's going to affect your weight loss. So just be conscious of that. You know, 1 or 2 a day of those items is fine. Sweeteners, we recommend stevia. It's zero calorie, completely natural. Use in moderation any of the zero calorie sweeteners. Why moderation? Because they're a foreign substance to your body. So, shopping tips. Stay to the outer sides of the grocery store as a rule. You know, you want fresh foods more than frozen foods. Have at least 3 days of food in your home ahead of time. Get groceries before you run out. One of the biggest pitfalls when you're eating healthy is not having the food you need, because then it's so easy to be like, ugh, I'm hungry. I don't have time to go to the grocery store. I'm going to eat what I have. So that's part of the kitchen clean out that we went over last week, you know, eliminating those items that aren't on your plan or putting them separate from the cabinets that you choose to use. Plan the day ahead what you'll eat tomorrow, and we're going to go more over that when we go over the guidelines a little bit later on in this call. And, of course, we suggest in investing in healthy food for yourself and for the planet, organic, free-range, no hormone, humanely treated, and no antibiotic. It's just better for your body, less processing for your liver. So your tools for success are having a digital scale to weigh yourself. And let's go over the directions for weighing yourself. You're going to weigh in every Monday, whether we have a call or not. You're going to post it privately or post it on Club Shed publicly for the group, which would be wonderful. The directions for weighing are get up, go to the bathroom, get naked, put the scale in the same spot on the floor. Always weigh in the same place. If you move the scale downstairs or upstairs or 5 feet down the floor, you're going to be 2 to 3 pounds different. It will make your brain crazy. Pick one spot, get on it, document your weight, get off it, and put your scale away. Do not get on the scale more than once a week, just on Mondays. Part of this is just letting go of the obsession, having trust, knowing that if you're eating the right way, you're going to see the numbers go down. And if you're doing this really exact, you're going to see them go down fast. It's really fun. Really, really fun. So the second scale that you need is the digital food scale. I always recommend owning two because if batteries run out, you have a second one. I always like having a backup, one when I travel that I can take and one to leave home. But one importantly, and you guys all said you had it, we recommend having some really pretty big salad bowls. As you guys know, for those of you that have weighed a salad, we eat a lot of salad in the evening, and I have three salad bowls that I love, and I just encourage you to have some things that you love to make it ceremonial around eating your food. So have some nice big salad bowls. My favorite is the big Fiesta salad bowls. I don't even know if they're salad bowls. They're like big soup bowls. But anyway, the biggest, nice, colorful, lovely bowl that you enjoy eating out of. I put some of my favorite picks on the items, if you need those. Okay, so we've gone over the shopping. Let's go over the Right Body Phase 1 menu. So if you're on Club Shed, you can pull that up. So the menu, everybody that's on the call, you need 2 tablespoons of flaxseed powder daily. I love 1 in my oatmeal and 1 on my salad. You can eat them wherever you like it. You can have 2 in your oatmeal. You can have 2 on your salad. You can have some in vegetables. I encourage you to play with it and see how you like that best. One of the reasons we do flaxseed powder is to create a feeling of being full. The fats, everybody gets 2 a day. I recommend using your fats as 2 tablespoons of oil just because that's the most healthy. You can use any kind of oil. You can use coconut oil, flaxseed oil, almond oil, olive oil, hot chili oil. And you'll see on the 2-week menu plan, I put some really yummy dressings that talk about that, and we'll go over those in a bit. But you need your two fats daily. Some of you may want to split that up on occasion. You can have 1 tablespoon of butter and 1 tablespoon of oil or dressing, and we'll go over that when we go over the menu. Breakfast is 1 protein, 1 grain, and 1 piece of fruit or 6 ounces of fruit. And for the gentleman on the call, you know your portion is different and you know what it is. Lunch, 1 protein, 6 ounces of cooked vegetables, 1 piece of fruit or 6 ounces of measured fruit. So we weigh our proteins and our vegetables after they're cooked we weigh our grain while it's dry before it's cooked. Dinner is one protein, 6 ounces of cooked vegetables, and an 8-ounce salad. Many people ask me with the salad, is that 8 ounces of greens? Is that, you know, we recommend a minimum of 3 ounces of greens. So whether that's romaine, spinach, you know, any kind of greens, and then you can add the heavier vegetables depending on whether you like a huge salad or not. I love a huge salad. I love to sit down, enjoy my dinner, and chew a huge salad, so I use lighter vegetables. If you want a smaller salad, then put heavier chunks of cucumber and tomato and those type of things in there. So, but we do recommend the 3 ounces of greens in your 8-ounce salad. So it's any fresh vegetable in your salad can be, we'll go over that more on the menu plan as well. So protein choices, those are pretty self-explanatory. What I do want to explain is how to split them. So we don't want you having 8 ounces of almond milk as your protein. It doesn't have enough protein. But if you're having 4 ounces of plain non-fat yogurt and 4 ounces of almond milk, that's okay. If you're having 1 egg and 4 ounces of almond milk, that's okay. So that's kind of how you would split your proteins. Again, it's a little bit different for men, which is listed on your 2-week meal plan. You can see 2 eggs and 3 ounces of milk instead of half and half. So lunch and dinner splitting proteins, this is fun on the 2-week meal plan too. You can have, you know, 1 egg and 1 ounce of nuts. You can have 2 ounces of meat and 3 ounces of beans. So it helps you have more variety in your meals when you split proteins. We recommend keeping it super simple in the beginning of this program. Simple is best. Cooking and weighing directions is on the second page of the menu if you're following along. Have at least 3 days of food in your home. I'm going to say that again. Get groceries before you run out. Plan ahead. Plan or it plans you. That's my saying. Plan it or it plans you. So we're going to go over this on the guidelines. Post your food on Facebook. We'll go through that. Weigh your vegetables and protein after they're cooked. Right now, no avocado, corn, potatoes, and peas. It's for your blood sugar metabolism. It's to keep you full. Part of the secret of this weight loss program is that it keeps you fuller. I mean, obviously, when you're losing weight, you have to take in a less amount of food than your body needs for fuel. So, of course, you'll be hungrier because you're not taking in what it is to maintain. Now, one of the wonderful things about the way we do this weight loss portion is we design it for your health, to keep you full, and to keep you from craving. The things that cause craving are what we went over in the first call, sugar, flour, and junk food. Those cause craving. They sabotage weight loss because you crave food, and it's miserable losing weight when you're totally craving food all the time. It's not that you're never going to have cravings, but we're supporting you the best way we can. The other way that this menu supports you in feeling full is high fiber. When you have a lot of high fiber, you feel full. So if you were doing a calorie weight loss program in which you didn't have high fiber, you'd be miserable. You would not be full, and you'd want a lot more food. So that is one of the things, too. And then we also choose foods that affect our blood sugar level in an appropriate way. And you guys don't need to know all that scientifically. If you want to, I encourage you to look it up, study it, gain the knowledge, because it makes sense to your brain. And if that's helpful to you, then do it. But it has been designed to support you in the best way possible. So we don't take those foods away to punish or to deprive. We take it away to help you have more success. Frankly, more success and more health. So when you're cooking vegetables, you can steam them, you can boil them. If you saute them, which is what I do most of the time, I use spray oil. Don't dump oil in your pan. Do not use your 2 tablespoons of fat to cook with. Those are for you to eat for your health, for your skin, for your liver, for the fatty acids that you need for your hair. Use those for your health and your dressing, not to cook with. So use your spray oil to cook with if you need something like that to cook with. You can divide the fat requirement in between two or more meals, which we talked about a little bit. We already went over the food scale and the body scale. Okay, great. So we're going to go to the two-week menu suggestions. Let's go over that a bit. So you can see week one, you have, you know, a scrambled egg. You can have 1 ounce of shredded wheat with 4 ounces of milk, topped with 2 tablespoons of flax and 1 banana. We gave you a lot of different ideas on here. If you want to lose weight, you know, you can have any kind of meat you want. We tell you to stay away from lunch meats because they're in sugar. I want you to read ingredients. Read everything that you buy because you'd be surprised what they put dextrose in, what they put sugar in, fructose, all kinds of things. So read the meats you're buying. Read. Taking care of yourself. It's part of learning. The what you've seen that we've done on this menu is create a variety of protein uses. Like if you're eating all sausage, steak, pork, you're going to lose weight slower because those are very high-calorie foods. You will still lose the weight. But if you want to drop it super fast, then add some vegetarian proteins. Eat eggs at lunch or eggs at dinner. Tofu, shrimp is really light calories. So the lighter calorie, leaner meats and vegetarian proteins, you're going to drop weight faster. So we like a variety. Add a variety of things into your diet so that you have balance and lose weight fast. We put some cheeses in there. We put on Saturday on the first page, you see tuna with sautéed spinach with melted cheese. That's a nice, fast lunch. So we talked about how do you do something easy. You open a can of tuna, you sauté your spinach, or you have it cooked from the night before, drop the cheese on there. It's a five-minute lunch, and I love those. Another secret that I use is I make enough salad to last 2 or 3 days. After 3 days, it gets really wilty, and I'm not into it. But I chop a huge salad. It's ready. I don't have to do it, but every third day. I also cook enough vegetables at dinner to have for lunch the next day. So I am never cooking my lunch. So those are simple things to be prepared. I have some people that are really organized, and they spend, you know, 4 hours on Sunday or Saturday cooking all their meat, and they put it in their bags and put it in the freezer, and then they also cook their vegetables. I'm not that into it, so I have never done that. But it is really, you know, there are things to make this easy and things to make it really organized, and one of the things I don't recommend is cooking your lunch because a lot of sabotage happens when we get in that story of this takes too much time, and I encourage you to take the time for yourself to look at it as a sacred practice, to look at it as self-care, and to love yourself enough to feed yourself well. Let's go to Sunday. Look at lunch. It says baked apple with butter and cinnamon. Super yummy. You don't have to deprive yourself on this diet. You can have some really delicious desserts, and you don't have to follow this whole menu. This is to give you ideas. So I love, you can bake an apple, put butter on it and cinnamon, a little stevia if you like it really sweet. You can also slice apple really thin and saute it in the pan with spray oil. I do that a lot. Pears are really good cooked. What else is really good cooked? Another treat that I love is I get frozen mango from Trader Joe's, and I blend it up with water and a tiny bit of stevia, and it's dessert. It's ice cream. It's a smoothie. Frozen bananas, peel the banana, cut it in chunks, put it in the freezer. It makes ice cream. The consistency of ice cream, if you have a Vitamix or a really good blender, you don't put any water in it. You just cream it up, and it is creamy and delicious, and a frozen banana. And no, you don't feel bad after eating a frozen banana, but I promise you it tastes just as good as any other dessert. So do not deprive yourself. Just change your mind of what tastes good and what looks good. Okay. So let's go down to where it talks about dressing choices. One of my favorites is the sweet and spicy Asian sauce. I call it a sauce because it makes enough to put over your meal as well. So if you like spicy, you can use hot chili oil. If you don't like spicy, then use 2 tablespoons of toasted sesame oil. Read the soy sauce. Lots of soy sauce has sugar in it and lots doesn't. Get the correct one. Rice vinegar, too. Many rice vinegars have sugar in it. There are many that don't, but read it because they're loaded in it. Powdered ginger, I find at Trader Joe's, and read that too. Make sure there's nothing else in it. You can grade fresh ginger as well if you like that. I use the powdered because it's easy. So this makes a big enough dressing, and it's delicious over your salad, and then you save enough to put over chicken and stir fry or tofu and stir fry, and it just makes a really yummy Asian dish that tastes different, and it's fast. It's quick and easy. Balsamic mustard you can use. Most of these are self-explanatory. So let's talk about dressing. Dressing, if you buy dressing, make sure the ingredient is not in the top 5. So sugar would be 6 or more down on the dressing. You can use any kind of dressing. I don't recommend eating dressing every day as your for your salad, because you're not getting the fat you need to support your liver and to support your health. So if you do use dressing, use 1 tablespoon of dressing and 1 of oil, or use dressing 2 nights a week and oil the rest. So use that in moderation. So vinegars, again, you read the ingredients and make sure there's no sugar in the vinegar. That doesn't mean there's no sugar in the vinegar. Like if you're looking under the label where it says sugars and calories and that kind of thing, there is sugar in vinegar. But if it's in the ingredients, that's when you want to stay away from it. Naturally occurring sugar is fine, and that you won't find in the ingredients. You'll find it under the, I'm not thinking of what that's called, the label, the label of nutrition. So read the ingredients and just avoid sugar in all vinegars. It's in the RDA breakdown, it will show that there's sugar in certain vinegars. So this is really clear. It seems like a lot. It can be daunting and overwhelming. What I can promise you is this is a beautiful way to fuel your body. It feeds your mind, body, spirit. It's completely healthy. And if you follow this exactly, your body will become slim so fast you'll be delighted. I lost 60 pounds in 6 months following this. And I want to share with you that when I first started developing this program, looking at a design for living for myself, it took me a long time to surrender. I gained and lost 30 pounds 3 or 4 times. I can't remember in this moment, but it was a few times. I really had to get that awareness and that surrender and get really clear on what I wanted, because I was in conflict for a long time. So I don't want you to, you know, aim for perfection, but if you can learn from someone else's pain and someone else's mistakes and get clear on your vision, this behavior, this meal plan, it will back up your vision and you will get where you want to go and you'll get there fast. I want to go over, this document is not posted, but I want to go over guidelines and tips for daily food dedication and check-in, group support, and future communications for this program. As we go through this program, I'm going to mention again, your job is to start to look at what is your daily design for living. What's your vision? What are the exact behaviors that are going to support you in your vision? And all of those are tools. I'm going to give you many, many, many tools throughout this program. Some of them you're going to love. Some of them you're not even going to try. Some of them you're going to try and adopt. And some of you're going to try and drop. One of the tools is writing your food. Many people don't like this, but I promise you it's one of the most powerful tools. I wrote my food out for a year, one whole year. I wrote my food every day. I committed to it, and I made it. And today I don't write my food anymore. It's not a tool that I've kept in my design for living, but it's a tool that I needed for a year to break my old behavior. So I want to encourage you for the next 30 days, I'd love to encourage you for the next 90 days to commit to writing your food out. Why? First, it is you plan ahead. You plan today what you're going to eat tomorrow. You write it out. You post it on Club Shed. You can scroll down to the past posts in Club Shed, and you see that it's easy. You just write 8 ounces of yogurt, 1 ounce oatmeal, and 6 ounces of blueberries, and then L:, and then your lunch, and then D:, and your dinner. So it doesn't have to be a big ordeal, but you write out how many ounces you're eating, what you're eating. I encourage you to write your dressing or your oil that you choose just to be accountable. So one reason why this works is it helps you plan ahead. The other reason why it works is you're committing it. You're putting pen to paper, keyboard to. The third reason it works is you're having other people witness it. A lot of people have hesitation to get on Club Shed, to use the group. It's been proven all across the medical history that groups support people more than one-on-one. Alcoholics who never could get sober from doctors, from medical care, from all these things, go to a group, they get support, and they've stayed sober for years. Group therapy, you see things in other people that are in yourself that you wouldn't have seen maybe for 5 years because you're in denial. And when someone else says it and you go, wow, that's me, there's a million reasons why groups work. But I encourage you to come out of the box, to use Club Shed right now for these next 90 days, to commit your food to yourself, to commit it to Club Shed, to allow other people to witness your commitment and to support you. So that's one tool that we'd love for you to use is plan your date, plan your food today, post it before tomorrow. We recommend not dining out for the first 30 days of this program. We will be going over in this program how to dine out safely, and if you need to dine out safely, you know, ask us questions about it on Club Shed. We'll answer you. Book your strategy session if you're having parties, going out to eat. We can support you. But our recommendation is for the first 30 days just not to do it if you can avoid it. The second guideline is plan the day ahead what you'll eat tomorrow. Post your food on Facebook the day ahead before 4 p.m. so you can receive feedback if it's off. The other reason we want you posting your food is if you post on there 6 ounces of protein and 4 ounces of vegetables and 3 fruits, we're going to get on there and reformat your food. So it's normal to make mistakes when you're first doing this, especially if you're splitting proteins or if you forget something. We'll say, hey, you forgot a lunch fruit. And we want to be able to respond to you before the day you're eating that food. So get your food entries in before 4 p.m. We'll respond to you. You'll know you'll be on track. If your food looks perfect, we may not even comment. But know that we are reading it. If it's not perfect, we'll respond to it. We encourage you to read each other's menus. You get ideas. Make comments on what you're eating. Reach out to each other and say, I'm screwed today. I'm pissed off. I'm whatever. And support each other. Give each other feedback. Use each other. We encourage you to write and commit your food for the whole 90 days. Try this tool. See how it works for you. Choose whether you want to adopt it or not. You have these next weeks, daily access to us. This daily access on Club Shed is used for checking your meal plan. So post your food, we check it. Questions around food, questions around eating out or a party that might be coming up. Questions around what to say to people. That's a big thing that comes up. How to deal with triggers, how to manage events, how to deal with family dining and that sorts of things. If you have questions of like, wow, my kids want this ice cream and I'm triggered by it, what should I do? Let us give you feedback. Use us. We encourage you to post in the group so you can receive support from everyone. Again, weigh yourself every Monday, post it on Club Shed. Our communications are all done through Club Shed. So if you want to get, you know, your feedback, private message us or post it on Club Shed. We are going to post a document this week called Fast Action Modalities to Relieve Afternoon and Evening Craving. We're not going to cover it on today's call because we ran out of time, but it's self-explanatory. Those of you that were in last session, some of the modalities will be the same. I'm going to add some juicy new ones. These are things to put in your toolkit. Adopt the ones you like. Try them all out. See which ones work for you and which ones don't. See which ones are easy to do. But each of these tools that we give you, try them. Try them and then choose what you want to incorporate in your daily design for living. These action steps are: be aware of your metabolism, eat squeaky clean, post your food, use the tools, and happy shedding.